In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. Amen. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is incredibly important for salvation. Here we saw a Pharisee who wasn't greedy, who wasn't lustful, who fasted, who paid his tithe. He did all of the things. He was so good. Many of us strive to be like that Pharisee. Maybe this gospel reflection even pricks your heart a little bit because you're like, God, that's kind of like me. I kind of judge other people. And the reality is we are like that Pharisee. We can't help it. We have concupiscence. Concupiscence is an inclination to sin. And there's a threefold concupiscence. We have concupiscence of the eyes, concupiscence of the flesh, and we have pride of life. So all of us struggle to not be like this Pharisee and to be more like the tax collector. But humility is incredibly important for salvation. We see here that the one who went home justified was the sinful one. But why did he go home justified? Because he had the grace of humility. He had the grace to say, Lord God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Humility is simply the truth. It's the truth about who I am. It's the truth about who God is. And the truth about every person alive is that we are in need of a Savior. Even the best amongst us needs a Savior. The Virgin Mary, what did she say? She was the most humble person, and yet she was the most perfect. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My heart rejoices in God, my Savior. All good things have come to us from God. We have to battle against this temptation to constantly look at ourselves as better than we are and others as worse than they are. It's very easy to judge other people, to look out into the world and say, man, that person's bad. Man, that person's theology is horrible. Yeah, maybe objectively speaking, we can recognize evil, but objectively speaking, we have to recognize in ourselves our own human frailty and the real possibility that without God's grace, if we were in the other person's situation, that we would be worse off than them. Jesus says that the humble will be exalted and the exalted will be humbled. We see that one of the most exalted creatures that there ever was, Satan, fell. Why? Because of his pride. And so too with us. Our pride makes us like Satan. Our pride keeps us from recognizing that all of the things that we have been given to us from God. Now you might struggle with humility because now you might be scared of going in the opposite extreme. Maybe you are very handsome. Maybe you're very talented. Maybe you're musically inclined. Maybe you're a great public speaker. Maybe you're a great artist. Now, to be humble in these circumstances is to use those talents that God has given you to glorify God. When somebody says, man, you're an amazing artist. Praise Jesus. Thank God. Yeah, I worked really hard at this, but God has really just given me a talent and given me a gift. So we recognize that all the good things that we have in our life have come to us from God. Before I give you some tips on how to be more humble, it's important that in the sacraments. So where are we going to get full of God's grace? Where are we going to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Most directly is in the sacraments of confession, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. It's important that we go to these sacraments with a humble disposition. And by receiving these sacraments frequently and humbly and sincerely, we empty ourselves out and we give ourselves wholly over to God. When you receive Holy Communion, it's very important that you receive the sacrament humbly, as humbly as possible. And that means also humility in your posture. Yes, there is the temptation, if you're receiving communion kneeling down and on the tongue, to look at others who don't do that and be like, oh, I am better than, yeah, maybe that might be a very, very, very small temptation for a very limited number of people. But the reality is, if we're going to God, because some people on the opposite extreme will say, what matters is in my heart. Yes, exactly. If I have love in my heart, if I have appreciation in my heart, if I have a desire to be humble and to show God true reverence, if I have that in my heart, it should be an overflow from my heart into my postures. It should be an overflow from my humble heart, from my heart that desires to receive God and show God maximum reverence. It should overflow into my postures. And maybe I don't have a humble heart, but the posture itself, because I am a union of body and soul, the posture itself will help to humble me, will help me to remember who it is, why it is that I'm kneeling here for Holy Communion. So if you are able to, if you have knees that work, I recommend that you kneel down before the Lord in the Most Holy Eucharist to receive Him directly onto your tongue. Now, I'm going to give you some practical tips to be more humble. Tip number one, don't judge other people. We have the inclination to look down upon other people, and that's going to come up frequently throughout the day. So anytime that you want to judge another person or you start to look down upon another person, whether you mean it or not, say to yourself these words. Say, but for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, I'm that person. But for the grace of God, I am that druggie on the street. But for the grace of God, I am that person who's ignorant. And you might not mean it when you say it, but by saying it, again, we're a union of body and soul united. By saying this true statement, it will then help to recollect me and remind me that if I was in that person's situation, if I grew up under those circumstances, I could be guilty of the same errors. I could be guilty of those sins, or maybe even worse sins. So habit number one, but for the grace of God, there go I. Habit number two, be thankful. Be thankful for all of the things you have on a regular basis, on a nightly basis, or twice a day. Look back on your day and be thankful for all of the things that you have. Because to see clearly, to be humble, to know thyself, is to recognize that we're sinners and God has given us so many things that we take for granted. We take for granted our health. We take for granted the families that we have. We take for granted if we have employment, if we have freedom of religion, all of these beautiful gifts that many of us enjoy, others do not. And we need to recognize that all good things that we have are a gift from God that we perhaps don't deserve, but God has chosen to bestow those upon us, and we need to be thankful for that. And being thankful leads us to be humble. The third habit to help us to be humble is in all things to seek to do God's will. It's very easy for us to want to do and to do what we want to do, but it's important, and the greatest sign of humility, the greatest offering that you can give back to God in appreciation for all that He has done for you, is to ask Him, Lord, what is your will for me? And in the present moment, to do the duties of your vocation, but still throughout the day, at those moments of pause, at those moments of prayer, say, Lord, what do you want for me? Offer all of that back to Him. Now, besides habits, we really need to pray. So how else can I gain humility other than these habits that I've just mentioned? Number one is to pray. Ask for the grace of humility. Ask your guardian angel to help you be more humble. Ask God to give you the interior grace. Lord, give me the grace to be able to humble myself. Give me the grace to be able to recognize my own weaknesses, recognize my unworthiness. Help me to see all of the graces that you give me that help me. Another good habit is to pray the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Finally, be devoted to the Virgin Mary. To rely upon Mary is an act of humility, recognizing that you need a mother. You need somebody to console you. You need somebody to watch over you, to pray for you constantly. So for example, if you're praying your rosary, 50 times you're saying, I'm a sinner, pray for me, I'm in need of prayer. Let's conclude this video by praying the Litany of Humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. from the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.